Gemara and Pesachim, Adav Kuftet and Kufyod discuss the subject of Zugot. Zugot literally means pairs. Gemara there goes at length to discuss different dangers, Chas v'Shalom, that can come out of people doing things in twos. Gemara gives examples of eating two same types of foods, or same types of drinks, and things of such. The Gemara concludes that there can be issues of bar minan, people being affected by sorcerers, if they do things in pairs, or by demons. So the question is, do we still have to be careful in our days to these issues of zugot, of doing things in pairs? So there seems to be a machloket amongst the poskim. The tur in his halachot, in Ora Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin, does seem to say that there is an issue of zugot even in our day. The Bet Yosef questions the tur. Why didn't he give the details of the halacha? Because the Gemara does have a lot of conditions and when and what. So he says, if he holds of Zugot, give us the conditions. If he doesn't hold of Zugot, so why even bringing it down as the halacha? The Beit Yosef himself, as well as Rav Hida, write that today one does not have to be concerned with the Anyan of Zugot, being that today we're not under really the influence of demons like they were in the olden days, or sorcerers like was very prevalent in the olden days. Today it's not so common, and therefore the rule would be that one does not have to be careful. The Gemara says clearly, man de lo kapid alayu, that someone that does not really concern himself with these things, so then all these type of spiritual forces do not concern themselves with him. So therefore the proper rule would be, when it comes to these items, especially in our time, really not to pay too much attention to them. The Ben Ish Chai, for example, in his Teshuvot Torah Lishma, also says that today, that these powers have become severely weakened in the world, one would not have to be concerned. As a matter of fact, he said that in Baghdad, the custom was that before certain parties, maybe a wedding or a brit milah, the lady specifically would send baskets to the Baal Simcha, and they would send specifically two baskets in order to show that they're not careful on this subject of Zugot. So therefore today, one really would not have to pay too much attention of doing things evenly or oddly. I will point out that there is one custom, at least in the community, that is still somewhat kept, and that is, God forbid, if a person has to visit a Bet Avel. So when they walk into the house of mourning, so they walk in once, but if they have to go a second time, so they try to go a third time, just in order that they don't go an even amount of times. And the source of this minhag would be this Gemara of not doing things in Zugot. I once asked Chacham Baruch Alav Shalom about this minhag, and he himself said that although really one should not have to be concerned about going to a Beit Avel an even number of times, but since he did see that some great rabbis were careful on this, so he himself also was careful, but he would not make a big deal out of it. So again, those that have that custom of when it comes to Beit Avel, so there were those that were careful. Still people today, some people don't eat two eggs and things like that. But again, according to the poskim that we're saying, that means simultaneously. They won't put it together and eat it. But that's again really not something to be concerned about today, being that I said from the poskim, especially the Beit Yosef, Rav Hida, the Ben Ish Chai, this is a major poskim, that they're saying there really is not too much to be concerned about today in doing things in pairs.